May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love on July 3rd, 2021. And today I'll be discussing two compendiums that I've been working on and published since the full moon 9 days ago. The first one is my July 4th compendium for the big event tomorrow with some Aquarian fireworks, hopefully. And the earlier one was from June 24th, full moon, called Hopium, where fake news meets collective BS, belief systems. Had a lot of fun with that one, so I'll be going into that after my July 4th special. This is part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series, which is my weekly blog that you can subscribe to with an email to cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's Cosmic Love as one world, one word, you know, no spaces, at mcn.net. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. Right now, the good news is that the sun is in a harmonious sextile with the moon in stable Taurus, you know, the sign of Taurus, and that influence will be strengthening into the 4th of July tomorrow as moon comes into conjunction alignment with Uranus. So the challenging news with all that is that there's some intense creative tension, you might say, with Uranus square both Mars and Venus. It's going on right now. Like I say, the moon is coming into alignment with Uranus through the 4th. So both the moon and Uranus will be squaring Saturn in Aquarius, which you might say represents deep state special interests that are counter to the Aquarian high state. In other words, you know, as the Aquarian light surges, the deep state is challenged as it purges. Anyway, there's a dynamic going on there. And so don't be surprised if, because of the creative tension right now, don't be surprised if something really explosive or dramatic occurs tomorrow, or any time, you know, over this next several days, because this is going on. And if you hear booming in the background, it's fireworks going off in the neighborhood here. So I just heard a big explosion, and there's been a bunch of them, so that's going on. There's naturally a lot of planetary polarization going on right now, because ever since the recent solstice, you know, we're seeing the greatest light and heat in the northern hemisphere and the greatest darkness and cold in the southern hemispheres. So there's like dynamic natural polarization. Anyway, with this rather brief cosmic weather report, I'll go right into the first compendium compiled over this last weekend and published today. So you can customize the Cosmic Love multimedia show on your computer by opening the show podcast in one window, pausing it at any time to watch videos or read articles as you follow the narrative of contents in another window. Now, actually, as I'm giving this presentation, the podcast isn't up yet. It usually takes 24 hours or a day or two for it to get posted on my Cosmic Love homepage. But for those who are listening, in the future, you can, like I say, pull up that podcast and you can pause it at any time as I'm going through pretty much the narrative. I get off script on a regular basis, but you can pretty much follow along and watch videos by pausing, pause the podcast and watch videos and read the articles for your own custom personalized Cosmic Love multimedia show. I mean, who else is doing that? You know, it's like some people appreciate it, some people not so much. But anyway, I'm going to go into the show here in just a moment, a little bit of a background. You know, the fireworks we're now seeing worldwide was foreordained for this time. I mean, it goes with the Aquarian territory, you might say. The quantum field of energy is now bathing the Earth in cosmic Aquarian fire. So many people are already calling Aquarius the quantum age, and that more people probably know of Aquarius as the quantum age than as the age of Aquarius, because it's more specific and descriptive of what's going on with the shift of energies, for example, in healthcare, from the paradigm of the biology or the chemistry of disease to the bioenergetics and the energies of health. So there are natural laws governing the quantum field that are coming into the prevailing awareness of people worldwide. This understanding of quantum to quantum field, quantum energies, quantum science, quantum reality, this will frame the new science governing the quantum field on all levels, including energy healing technologies, as well as clean, free energy technology, liberating the Earth from petrochemical pollution of air, water, earth, food. But that will likely be the latter part of Aquarian spring. Hear that boom? In the meantime, the public is being beat up by mass media messages of mindless fear, doubt, and depression on purpose. The foreign war on terror has come home with domestic terror war, basically keep people in fear and divided and depressed so they don't wise up and rise up. So, this is, so to speak, an invisible enemy that is being fought with using the virus metaphor. You know, this is an invisible enemy. And basically this whole, as I've been calling it from the beginning, a scandemic, plandemic, you know, psyop, psychological operation. Not unlike the Patriot Act that followed 9/11. And now we're seeing the public is being told to forget their core freedoms in the name of biosecurity. It's the same false flag tactic, folks, but got a new medical tyranny strategy going on here. So here's some food for thought to think about, you know, in regard to this whole, you know, the big picture, what's going on. Back in 1975, Dinian Brinkley said in his famous bestseller, you know, Saved by the Light, some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with it. He said that the future of humanity will be fought in healthcare, unquote. And in that book, Dinian documents his near-death experience and lessons from ascended masters while his soul went to a crystal city in etheric realms before he was sent back for an amazing life, guiding tens of thousands of people through the transition of death with hospice service that Dinian provides. And he has sponsored hospice care services, in America and actually worldwide. So he's balanced a lot of karma, you might say, with his dharma of giving people insight into, life without end, you know, the ongoing process of what's going on in the larger scheme of things. So now we're seeing one of the seminal messages given by the Ascended Masters to Dinian Brinkley back in 1975, that the future of humanity is indeed being fought in healthcare. It was quite prescient for him to say that back then. Myself and many others didn't know what he was talking about, but it's kind of self-evident now, isn't it, folks? So this is what we're seeing right now. It's kind of like the dark night of the soul of America. And hopefully most listeners to this show are already well aware that there is a method to the madness, which is the testing of the soul integrity of each of us and everyone, you know, as an all-connected Aquarian whole, you know, a holistic, healthy, holistic, and holy whole, representing birth of a new Aquarian Earth, you know, the united sovereigns of Earth, an all-connected quantum consciousness In the unified field of 5D common sense on earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. So get ready and hold steady. Big changes are coming. And I am, that is the preface, prelude to my declaring Aquarian independence, the theme of this July 4th post, you know, the ascension path to freedom and global opportunity. So this compendium for July 4th emphasizes a positive perspective on the big event of world transformation that's initiating an Aquarian dispensation of joy, love, and community. All hopium aside, at least for now. If I have time, I'm going to go into the blog that published here about a week ago on hopium. You know, the big hopium. So what's going on now? You can call it the Great Awakening or Revelations, but in effect, the global crisis we now see has forced us to face our worst fears and a greater faith in the arena of deep state versus the Aquarian high state. You know, we're all in the arena. You know the war on terror, so to speak, has come home. And it's domestic terror that we've been all accosted with this last year with incessant fear porn in the mainstream media. So I love the quote by Thomas Paine, you know, who, of course, wrote Common Sense, the most successful political pamphlet in history that sparked the American Revolution. And in Common Sense, Thomas Paine said that the cause, quote, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. So may those words ring true today, because as it was then, we're seeing the same initiation with the revolution in the higher consciousness going worldwide to begin the world over again, you might say. So here's to a new American evolution, revolution, revelations worldwide. Seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. So that's my prelude to the piece today. I added a PS, a celebration bonus for people that are on my list and HeartCom readers only. You know, it's on the website. And what it is a free... the bonus is a free Trinfinity 8 quantum healing session done remotely by way of the quantum field. And I've been doing this for years, folks. And there's hot links you can read about for this quantum healing technology. Breakthrough Golden Age, Aquarian Age, Quantum Age technology. And you get this free session. You can be a customized session or a called Forever Young session, which is basically, you know, a tune-up of your bioenergetic field when you order two bottles of the SBX Royal Jelly. You know, that's how I sponsor my show. That's how I sponsor my blog. I've been doing this since 1987 when I went to Sweden. I got the rights to the North American market of this, you know, of this nutraceutical grade, standardized, high quality Royal Jelly, which is used in drip IVs for immunotherapy worldwide by immunologists and doctors. So this is one of the very few natural whole food supplements that are actually, in this case, it's the very source of the food chain, the richest RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair. And I usually don't go into it in my show. You know, I just have a tagline. If you're interested, you can click on it and go into more information. But I'm giving a little orientation to this now because a lot of people are stressed half out of their minds, and it's been a long year of this fear porn and depressing the immune system and depressing the health of Americans. And a good way to come out of it is to give yourself a free Forever Young healing session through the quantum field that you get free when you order two bottles of this pollen extract. So it's working on the biochemical and the bioenergetic level simultaneously. There's a synergy there, or a symbiosis. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So there is my advertorial commercial right up front. I want to go into the program now. On the website, it says at this point, you could skip to the bottom of this blog, this compendium, for a timely message from Lord Maitreya, Cosmic Christ, and Planetary Buddha. This is an amazing heart stream. Came through just this last week. I highly recommend it for inspiration. If you don't want to read or listen to anything else on the show at this point, I would recommend you at least get some inspiration out of this right from the Master's mouth, Lord Maitreya, Cosmic Christ, and Planetary Buddha. I have quite a testimonial for these messages going back 14 years, the history of the Heart Center. And you might find this interesting if you're new to this subject and just kind of tune into the vibration. Like I say, if you wouldn't listen to anything else, you know, to get some inspiration, and if that's all you're interested in, you can listen to that. And I would think there would also be, and I will post this to this weblog also, if there is a message from Saint Germain for July 4th, it quite often comes forward. In the future, if you're listening to this and you see that heart stream, you know, posted, I will include that. If we get, usually comes, Saint Germain comes through on July 4th. So here's the article I'm referring to. It was just published in the July-August issue of Natural Life News, and I got a copy of that. The page is actually from the magazine I published here. Spent a lot of time on this. I did a previous article, preliminary, you might say, here back back on June 10th. So we're talking about 20 or so days ago, almost a month. And I've been working on it, trying to basically clean it up and step it down, you might say. And I'm going to go through it, just kind of an orientation, like, you know, the narrative. This is going to be, you know, kind of the highlight of today, because there's some keynotes here that I really think, you know, represent the spirit of Aquarius. And basically the theme of the Great Awakening, what's going on with declaring independence from the power trips of the power elite, you know, Aquarian independence, the ascension path to freedom and global opportunity. The article's called The Great Awakening and the Future of Now. So that will be kind of self-explanatory as I go into it. So this is my story. For the last 50 years, I've leapt ahead of my time, you might say. And there's a picture that kind of represents this. It's a 1975 selfie that I provide in the copy right here for those who are following along. And it's me sitting in my Easter egg rocking chair. It was an Easter selfie, you might say. And this, I've got a shaved head with stars and stripes that are green. And I'm sitting in this blue ovoid egg rocker that I sculpted with laminated sheets of polystyrene that I stuck together with construction adhesive and sculpted it and then fiberglassed it and then used Velvetex fibers, which are nylon fibers you dust into an epoxy base with an electrostatic shield, and it provides seamless velvet. That's the picture that's on the website for those who are following along and looking at this. And it's kind of, for some people, it's like kind of a bizarre picture. It's like the superhero sitting in this this egg-like rocking chair like you've never seen before. And, of course, that's the point. I was ahead of my time then. But this year, the times have caught up with me. The future of now has arrived. You know, it's being called the Great Awakening. And this new normal, you might say, a new normal, is a paradigm shift, a reset of our worldview. It's also known as a dimensional shift, or general enlightenment, or simply, if you know your Bible, revelation. Now, I'm providing, there's footnotes in this article that's in Natural Life News. Obviously, the key concepts and key words in this article can't be hyperlinked in a print publication, but I provide footnotes, and the hyperlinks are listed below. You know, there's 14 of them in this article. And, for example, one of the first ones is on the dimensional shift. There's a whole article on this understanding of what's going on with the dimensional shift in the bioenergetics of the planet with these, you know, as we move, as our planet moves into the deep space energies known as Aquarius. So as a visionary futurist who lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop back in 1974, again, there's a hyperlink on that, footnote, this was followed a few months later with an address to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. There's a story there with in the footnotes that you can read about. I've had 5 decades since then to imagineer, as Walt Disney would call it, to imagineer the optimal media, medical, and market megatrends shaping golden age models of sovereignty and global holistic healing. I have a whole website on basically a golden age model of holistic health, what that would look like, how that would work. I published that 5 years ago, and that was in Natural Life News also, and there's a link in an article from Natural Life News just like this one. It's published in the footnotes. So there are indeed different whole system solutions to all the divisive dialectic behind the present devolution of global civility, you know, the dark night of the soul we're seeing. A new common sense is emerging, though, with a revolution in higher consciousness that will finish globally what our U.S. founders began locally. And I've talked in many other shows and blogs how there's an exact parallel what's going on globally with what's went on back at the time of the American Revolution, with Pluto moving through different signs in Capricorn that hasn't happened since that time. And, you know, when I say since that time, you know, back at the time of the American Revolution, Pluto moves very slowly, and it has gone a full cycle back to, 200 and some years now, back to the same point it was at the American Revolution, which is triggering the same dynamic, you know, and basically a power shift from top down to bottom up, from basically compartmentalized, highly specialized, compartmentalized thinking to a more of a unified field, holistic thinking, to more, you know, to common sense, which is what sparked the American Revolution, that insight of what common sense would be for the 13 colonies. Thomas Paine, actually, in his writings, most people don't realize this, he wrote about the United States of America and that concept. He floated that concept and floated the term United States of America before it had been formulated. He basically set the matrix for the founding fathers to create the United States of America. He was a visionary back at that time, just a common guy, you know, Citizen Tom Paine. He was a netizen journalist back before the net. In other words, him and Franklin collaborated, you know, they wildcat printed off the printing press at that time. Of course, the printing press at that time is like the internet now. That's how they, now any individual can be like Thomas Paine and publish on the internet, you know, worldwide, which is pretty much what I do. Anyone can do that. But that's the parallel we're seeing. There's the parallel between, you know, the revolutionary technology of the printing press, you know, which made possible, defined, you know, the concept of freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, freedom of the press, you know, now it's freedom of the internet. So there are truly, you know, whole system solutions that are now becoming self-evident with the internet. And we're talking about solutions to the divisive dialectic behind the present devolution of global civility. And a new common sense is emerging with a revolution in higher consciousness that will finish, again, globally, what U.S. founders began locally. I love the quote by Thomas Jefferson when he said back at that time, which is true today, I quote, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. So many have seen this coming, you know, general enlightenment from the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. We've been a global village in principle now these last 33 years with the internet. And now the family of mankind is finally getting its act together as a whole, holistic, and altogether holy whole. This is the new American Revolution worldwide. So at this critical time for culturing, social conscience in our global, all-connected social networks, there's nothing more valuable than a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of communication tools and processes for coming into unity, real community in diversity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. This is the greater reset that the lamestream media never talks about. You know, the end of the lockstep, highly centralized, one-way programming of the so-called lamestream media or legacy media as we know it. So interactive social media now, you know, with Web 2.0 platforms, as they're called, you know, Web 1.0 was the internet, you know, for email, so people could begin emailing globally, you know, on an interactive level. Web 2.0 was interactive platforms whereby social networks could provide feedback. Basically, Web 2.0 platforms have upgraded freedoms of speech, press, religion, and assembly to the point where divisive disinformation and dis-ease, as in D-I-S-E-A-S-E's deception, you know, fear porn, is seen for what it is, the death rattle of the current systemic dystopia. You know, if you look at it objectively from a third-person perspective, this is what's going on. You know, basically, as the light of Aquarius surges, the dystopia, dark side, deep state purges. And it's the death rattle. I mean, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not, even as it's coming up for transmutation. So the next big thing in the computer internet revolution will be Web 3.0 platforms. Now, there's a footnote and, of course, a hyperlink on that and a website on that, what Web 3.0 is, what it looks like, with a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction, which involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in Christ-like conscience. So those who are familiar with biblical prophecies of a second coming may now conceive and believe how collective Christ-like conscience can be achieved with Web 3.0 tools and processes that link the light to network conscientious common sense. Link the light of conscience, networking conscientious common sense. So that 5D light, you might say, fifth dimensional, higher dimensional Aquarian light, is also known as effective sensory perception, ESP. I didn't say extrasensory perception. I said effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. Get it? Good. I love the got it, get it, good. Some of you might remember that movie where Danny Kaye goes through the got it, get it, good, one of my favorite raps ever from the good old the moldy movies. Anyway, we've all suffered from the dark side deep state debacle this last year that utilizes mass mind programming using false flags and fake news, but rarely do we hear the good news of a future whereby open source truth-telling empowers wisdom of the crowd, collective conscience, with higher standards of kindness, Aquarian love among mankind. So we're looking at the genesis of the Great Awakening. The good news with this Genesis is that the Aquarian dispensation of light and love is, and this is what's going on at this time. We're talking about it's foreordained for this time. And when I say foreordained, if you look at the cosmic cycles, we're, you know, in this part of the 25,920-year cycle called the precession of the equinox, whereby our solar system has crossed the photon belt of the galactic plane into deep space energies of Aquarius. Now, this is a systemic frequency shift that directly affects the morphogenic field of Earth, morphing the quantum field between one's ears in the process. And it's all, we're talking about, again, as we move into the quantum age, Aquarian age, the understanding of the quantum field, the morphogenic fields of the Earth, the morphogenic field between our ears, you know, like the auric field of the body, where these are all torus, they're called torus fields. And they're fields within fields within fields. There's morphogenic fields on a cellular level. Of course, those fields on a cellular level more resonate, you know, with the and are in sync with what's going on in the auric field of the body as a whole. The auric field between the hemispheres of the brain, the hemispheres of the Earth, as they correspond to the hemispheres of the brain, the Western civilizations, left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law dominance, and the right hemisphere of the Earth and of the brain with nonlinear, spherical, spiritual, intuitive dominance. And of course, the, you know, people in the Western hemisphere are left brain dominant. People in the Eastern hemisphere tend to be right brain dominant. All of us have a left brain and a right brain. The brain switching is going on all the time. But if you're coming from left brain dominance, you know, the linear logical letter of the law, which men tend to do more than women, women tend to be more right brain dominant, intuitive, than men. This is all bioenergetics, and this understanding of bioenergetics is what is defining the quantum age, and this understanding of how the quantum field between our ears is being morphed in the process. You know, there's a shift in consciousness. So the new normal we see evolving is the consciousness shift from 3D normalcy, you know, linear compartmentalized thinking, to a more of a 4D normalcy, nonlinear intuitive knowing. And finally, to a mature 5D normalcy as a synergy in the trinity of the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions in balance. You know, the balanced threefold flame, a heart coherent unified field which will set the 5D gold standard. You know, the gold standard for a golden age, you know, above and beyond physical goal, we're talking about mental and spiritual goal. Unity conscience, again, Christ-like conscience, unity conscience, you know, of we the people, of by and for all of us as united sovereigns, identifying with atonement, as atonement for S-I-N, stuck in negativity, atonement for sins, atonement, that, you know, the resolution, you know, it's like pure intention, focusing attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension, you know, above and beyond stuck in negativity. So there has always been an inner alliance of light workers, you know, indigos, adepts, cultural creatives, and other enlightened souls who have woven the fabric of normal with higher dimensional inspirations. And I love the quote by Chief Seattle in this regard where he said, "We did not weave the web of life. We are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves." So the alliance of light servers is typically the 1 to 3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking in social networks. They are the ones being censored these days, censored, blacklisted, and disappeared by big tech, desperados who have gone to the dark side of power, which is devoid of core constitutional principles. Now, in an Aquarian 5D environment, core principles and processes for culturing unity in community are more essential for thrival than the non-values of manufactured divisiveness. So harnessing the power of love is a practical matter of linking the light of all the servitors of light, qualifying and amplifying the web of light from internet to internet. You know, the internet, the web of conscience with the capital C. So, and I love this is one of my favorite quotes I quite often use from Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know how to pronounce that correctly, but he said, quote, man can harness the winds, waves, and tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. And we're talking about fire of conscience, basically defining, refining, and shining Aquarian Age virtues, you know, the gold standard for the golden age. So in the cosmic scheme of things, the Aquarian fire becomes the new normal. This is the new normal I used in the title for this presentation today. Excuse me. So in the meantime, you might say a 5D prevailing awareness is naturally disruptive to the 3D paradigm paralysis, you know, the stinking thinking, whose comfort zone and normalcy bias is fear-based and faith-challenged. Fear-based is faith-challenged. You know, it's fear, some people say there's only two forces in the world. Basically, there's fear and there's love. And, you know, faith and love and versus, fearless or faithless fear, which is the opposite. So as Aquarian light surges, the fear-driven deep state naturally purges. It goes with the territory of the 5D frequency shift. Some are ascending in consciousness with the higher dimensional frequencies, and others are struggling more to wise up and rise up. So this is the dynamic we're looking at. I mean, just as fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear, so does the preordained power of love naturally transmute and transcend the inordinate love of power. This is a universal dynamic, you know, like first principles of cosmic law. Everything is in balance, and you know, we go to where we're coming from. So this is how, excuse me, this is how we the people manifest the opportunity for freedom and global justice into the physical. And it will be on a scale that defines and refines golden age civility. This is the dynamic we're seeing in Aquarian Spring, the cusp of Aquarius. This next 10 years is going to be a major shift in the collective consciousness of global humanity. So the energy veil, excuse me, let me get a drink of water here. The energy veil, you might say evil, or evil, is thinning. And a new unity conscience is winning, matriculating the matrix of net reality with the realization that we are the media. So understanding of this principle of mediation, you know, as above, so below, you know, unity conscience with the capital C, Christ-like conscience, mediating that, you know, on earth, you know, in the 3D as in heaven, 5D, you know, the 4D mediation in time basically, again, it's the same concept of citizen journalist Tom Paine, who sparked the American Revolution with common sense. And we can all be now, today, we can all be independent co-creators and networkers of global evolution, revolution, revelations. And the best way to predict the future is to create it with co-creative common sense in the public global sphere, which is what is truly best for all. So all of this is now possible as never before, including free energy technology, advanced quantum healing technology, and quantum computers for the coming quantum financial system, QFS. People that follow alternative media are hearing about this new quantum financial system that's already online. We're already getting currencies like $100 bills that are tied in with this system. There's a quiet transition going on behind the scenes. To the extent that this revolution is successful, it will create a minimum of disruption. Even though we're going to be seeing a lot of it, it could be a lot worse. But the idea is basically a pretty much a harmonious transition into this global golden crystal age, just like we would hopefully see a harmonious transition from a caterpillar that goes into the chrysalis and comes out of it and spreads its wings and takes flight. Well, global civilization is getting ready to take flight. We're kind of in that delicate age where we're coming out of the cocoon, you know, the chrysalis, and we're, you know, basically the wings are drying, getting ready to fly. But we're at that awkward stage where it's kind of vulnerable and sensitive. So basically the idea is maintaining vision, again, of pure intention as focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. This is the quantum shift in the Aquarian quantum age. So first, you know, we must go through this process of integrating with this dimensional shift of Aquarian TLC. TLC in all dimensions, 5D TLC I refer to it. I go into that with hyperlinks on a lot of my articles, and some of those who are listening know what I'm referring to. Remember that technology is only as good as the values directing it. So whether you're talking about telecommunications or telecare, global telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, you know, all these dimensions of social, political, and economic institutions, there are models for wholeness and healing that will define the Aquarian Age vision of virtue and valor for the victory. Basically, we're talking about, you know, these core values, core vision is, you know, big love for a greater reset that heals all. I mean, as in first, we've got to clean up our act as a unified field global community by upgrading to Web 3.0 interaction that is truly of, by, and for all people. This is the plan, you know, the mission, the vision, you know, high touch, highly personalized, high touch 5D TLC, heart intelligence. As it goes mainstream, our humanity will be directing high-tech. High-touch will be directing high-tech. You know, artificial intel will be defined, refined, and otherwise qualified by higher conscience, high-touch, 5D TLC, by way of the power of wisdom with love. The power, wisdom, love, the balanced threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love will be directing and perfecting the use of artificial intelligence so it won't be misqualified. This is a critical part of the Aquarian, you know, harmonious transition into Aquarius and the full potential of Aquarius. So we're looking at, you know, end game for power elite potentates who are ethical infants. You know, the rise in Aquarian frequencies floats all boats higher, culturing the blueprint for a golden age of light based on the golden rule, whereby universal love rules us, all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So take heart, keep in mind the first principles of net freedom, social, political, and economic, all of our core internet freedoms. Keep in mind, these first principles are at the heart of a free and open internet. So keeping the internet open is, again, the vision of, as a key part of the vision, as Thomas Paine would say today, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. That was kind of the theme of this new American Revolution worldwide with this declaring Aquarian independence today. So, and I gave a little footnote to this presentation after the footnotes, you know, the hyperlinks, but to keep in mind, you know, just in time, you know, things really look bad in some regards now, but this is, you know, it's sometimes darkest before the dawn, and it really looks good in another way. So keep basically your attention focused on the vision of how good things can be, the high state of spiritual evolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution, as we culture social conscience with a capital C, Christ-like conscience, in our global social networks. This is defining, refining, and shining the Aquarian crystal age, it's sometimes referred to. So it's all in divine order. The illusion, the problem is just the illusion, and it's ego that sustains the deep state of illusion and separation. It's the soul that knows better, and it's our divine intention that focuses attention with love's retention for our collective ascension and co-creation dimensions of universal love, God, source, comprehension. So the higher one's concept of universal cosmic love as law of the angles and language of the angels, the greater the results, telecompassion, you might say, easier and faster, flashes of enlightenment, aha, eureka, glory be, the great awakening, revelations. So perfect love heals all, look to see, know to be, the TLC key as geometric ordered divinity, the love model. Love before me, love behind me, above is below, and all around me. Welcome to Hero's Journey Home with Presence, that gift, the loving presence of God, love, source, I am. You know, the affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration of the concept of I am God, love, protecting here. I am God, love, divine love, directing now. I am divine love, God, love, perfecting always. So this is how a higher concept of cosmic universal love heals all. In the meantime, you are the one you've been waiting for. Conceive it and believe it to achieve it. And it is an acronym for, abbreviation for internet technology, global telecom, internet technology for TLC navigation, you know, the heart coherence, that understanding of internet technology, and integral technology, global telecare for global holistic healing, integrating spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical dimensions personally, and government education, healthcare, and the economy dimensions with our social, political, and economic institutions. So we're talking about how to assemble these components to your capstone. Now, the CAP capstone is an acronym for the Creative Ascent Process. So I'm finishing up my piece with this infographic with a little girl looking into the face of an old lady, and the infographic caption says, "It looks like an eternity, but it's a short trip. Enjoy life and be kind." So that's pretty much the summation of the piece before the message from Lord Maitreya, the peace of stillness. So with all the hullabaloo over July 4th, it's good to get centered and connected. I refer to the eye of the hurricane. This is a good meditation piece for mediating this concept, vision of the eye of the hurricane, harmonious calm. The swirl is all around. Keep centered and connected in the peace of stillness and move with the storm, so to speak. Keep centered and connected. Let the storm swirl around. But if you're at the center, you know, the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane, that's kind of the thought form and this visualization for this meditation, this mediation, as above, so below, the collective Christ-like conscience of Lord Maitreya be with you. So now, I don't have a lot of time to get into the other piece, which I referred to as Opium, Where Fake News Meets Collective BS. I do provide, the link to that, of course, in the show notes. There's the whole piece by itself. There's a video, a phenomenal video, the beginning of that, from June 18th by James Corbett for the Corbett Report, Corbett Report. And it's good to understand what the real deal is within the context of just all this hopium of, you know, fake news that tries to get people off track of, you might say, their higher Christ-like conscience. So a lot of people know about this, and it's like going into the dark side and, you know, how bad things are. It's good to, as far as I'm concerned, of keeping a perspective, especially, you know, as things look pretty crazy, we need to keep centered and connected with, again, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of a golden age. You know, basically the whole immaculate concept, hold the vision of how good things can be. So the backstory is that a lot of people are caught up in illusion, and hopium is just another version of it. And so when I say keep the faith, I'm talking about the real deal, not the, you know, the fake hopium, and hoping everyone basically keeps centered and connected in the process. So that's pretty much my show today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, The internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. the family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.